This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Vice Control. As more communities across the United States deal with the opioid epidemic, our thinking on how to best treat people keeps evolving. The South Bronx in New York City has quietly dealt with a heroin crisis for decades, and many of the, quote, hot new ideas that are floating around right now, they've been in practice there for a long time. For example, treating addiction like a chronic disease. Stephanie Daniel is a reporter with the Ground Truth Project, and she sat in on a doctor's appointment.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Any problems?
Meet Chinazo Cunningham. She's a primary care physician and runs a family health center in the South Bronx. Dinah is her patient.
And your mammogram?
That I haven't done.
Okay.
Can I do that here?
Yeah, you can do it in the basement.
This is a routine checkup with an extra step. Dinah is a recovering heroin user. She takes buprenorphine, a prescription medication to treat addiction and prevent relapse. At this health center, Dinah gets that drug and all of her other medications in the same place.
It is a one-stop shop, and the treatment that I get here is phenomenal.
Dinah is 43. She's chatty, with a bright smile. Her brown face is youthful, her black hair weaved into two long braids. You know? She grew up here in the South Bronx.
What about your smoking?
Vape still.
Okay, so that's good.
Dinah asked me to only use her first name for this story. When she was 13, her mom died from cancer. Eventually, she started using cocaine to cope with that loss. Then in her mid-20s, Dinah tried heroin.
Then I started feeling really, really good. I was like, you know, I want to do this again. And so I did.
This was Dinah's life for about a decade. During this time, she was in and out of jail and prison. Not too different from a lot of other people with drug habits. From 2000 to 2010, the number of people in prison for drug offenses grew by more than 30%. As a country, we largely dealt with addiction as a criminal problem. And while drug users have always been mostly white, the rate of incarceration among blacks and Hispanics is much higher.
So in the Bronx, this is not new at all. I mean, this has been going on for decades. Nobody really cared and felt the need to really address this.
Soon, many more people were abusing prescription pills. The epidemic tore through America's heartland, including lots of places outside big cities. As more young, white, and wealthy people got hooked on opioids, the more people began to pay attention to addiction experts like Chinazo Cunningham.
10 years ago, we were all about incarcerating people.
There's been a shift. Since 2010, the number of drug users in prison has declined across the U.S., and courts increasingly send people to treatment programs. The very first drug court opened in the late 80s, and now there are more than 3,000 across the country.
Now we are discussing that addiction is a chronic illness, that addiction is a medical problem, that addiction requires medical treatment.
Addiction experts want to treat opioid dependence like other lifelong conditions, such as heart disease or asthma.
And then your blood pressure?
It's been fine. I mean, I normally...
Researchers found that one of the most effective ways to treat it is with prescription medication, like methadone or buprenorphine. These kind of drugs can reduce withdrawal or cravings and help maintain recovery. But the approach works best when it's paired with counseling and long-term care. Chinazo says her clinic does all of that.
And so patients come to us for their diabetes and their high blood pressure and their addiction and their depression. And we will provide treatment for all of those things. And then if people need specialty care, we might send them to a psychiatrist or to somebody with an addiction specialty.
More than a decade ago, this health clinic was one of the first in the country to integrate addiction treatment with primary care. Even though these anti-addiction medications work very well for many people, most doctors don't want to prescribe them. Right now, only about 3% of primary care doctors nationwide have the required prescribing license from the Drug Enforcement Agency. Chinazo says one of the reasons is stigma.
Some of the barriers that we have heard is that I don't want, quote unquote, those patients in our waiting room. My response is, quote unquote, those patients are already in your waiting room. They are your colleagues, your patients, your neighbors, your friends, and your family members, because addiction does not discriminate.
Chinazo has worked in this community for 19 years.
Maybe we should start with the patient example. I mean, I also have a
She holds a monthly meeting at her clinic to train doctors, pharmacists, and other healthcare providers on new ways to treat addiction. Today, the conversation is about pregnant women and buprenorphine.
We've had like 4 separate pregnancies on treatment.
This is just one of lots of new issues that will need to be addressed as more providers start prescribing the drug.
Most doctors haven't had the training in medical school or residency. And so this is a way for providers to feel, you know, when they have cases, when they have questions, that they can go to this meeting and really think about how to best provide treatment.
Over the years, officials have tried many things in an effort to narrow the treatment gap. For example, in 2014, the Affordable Care Act mandated that all insurance companies cover mental health and substance use conditions in the same way they were covering other health problems. And there's now a federal law that allows nurses and physicians' assistants to also be licensed to prescribe opioid addiction medication. Chinazo says it will take more people thinking differently about addiction to curb the epidemic.
It takes a lot of work to change the culture. It's not just the doctors, it's the nurses, it's the front, you know, desk staff. It's everybody throughout the system, it's administrators, to say this is what we do. This is part of the care we provide.
This story comes to us from the Ground Truth Project. You can hear more of Stephanie Daniels' reporting in the latest season of the Ground Truth podcast.